The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com. Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and we're continuing today in the book of Job with episode number 207. Today we'll be reading chapters 5 through 8. Let's begin. Job chapter 5. Eliphaz continues, "Call now, is there anyone who will answer you? To which of the holy ones will you turn? For wrath kills the foolish person, and anger slays the silly one. I myself have seen the fool taking root, but suddenly I cursed his place of residence. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed at the place where judgment is rendered, nor is there anyone to deliver them. The hungry eat up his harvest and take it even from behind the thorns, and the thirsty swallow up their fortune. For evil does not come up from the dust, nor does trouble spring up from the ground, but people are born to trouble as surely as the sparks fly upward. But as for me, I would seek God, and to God I would set forth my case. He does great and unsearchable things, marvelous things without number. He gives rain on the earth and sends water on the fields. He sets the lowly on high, that those who mourn are raised to safety. He frustrates the plans of the crafty, so that their hands cannot accomplish what they had planned. He catches the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the cunning is brought to a quick end. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope about in the noontime as if it were night. So he saves from the sword that comes from their mouth, even the poor from the hand of the powerful. Thus the poor have hope, and iniquity shuts its mouth. Therefore, blessed is the man whom God corrects, so do not despise the discipline of the Almighty. For he wounds, but he also bandages. He strikes, but his hands also heal. He will deliver you from 6 calamities. Yes, in 7, no evil will touch you. In time of famine, he will redeem you from death, and in time of war from the power of the sword. You will be protected from malicious gossip, and will not be afraid of the destruction when it comes. You will laugh at destruction and famine, and need not be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For you will have a pact with the stones of the field, and the wild animals will be at peace with you. And you will know that your home will be secure, and when you inspect your domains, you will not be missing anything. You will also know that your children will be numerous, and your descendants like the grass of the earth. You will come to your grave in a full age, as stacks of grain are harvested in their season. Look, we have investigated this, so it is true. Hear it, and apply it for your own good." Job chapter 6. Then Job responded, "Oh, if only my grief could be weighed, and my misfortune laid on the scales too. But because it is heavier than the sand of the sea, that is why my words have been wild. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me. My spirit drinks their poison. God's sudden terrors are arrayed against me. Does the wild donkey bray when it is near grass, or does the ox low near its fodder? Can food that is tasteless be eaten without salt, or is there any taste in the white of an egg? I have refused to touch such things. They are like loathsome food to me. Oh, that my request would be realized, and that God would grant me what I long for, and that God would be willing to crush me, that he would let loose his hand and kill me. Then I would yet have my comfort. Then I would rejoice in spite of pitiless pain, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. What is my strength that I should wait? And what is my end that I should prolong my life? Is my strength like that of stones, or is my flesh made of bronze? Is not my power to help myself nothing? And has not every resource been driven from me? To the one in despair, kindness should come from his friend, even if he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. My brothers have been as treacherous as a seasonal stream, and as the riverbeds of the intermittent streams that flow away. They are dark because of ice. Snow is piled up over them. When they are scorched, they dry up. When it is hot, they vanish from their place. Caravans turn aside from their routes. They go into the wasteland and perish. The caravans of Tema looked intently for these streams. The traveling merchants of Sheba hoped for them. They were distressed because each one had been so confident. They arrived there, but they were disappointed. For now, you have become like these streams that are no help. You see a terror and are afraid. Have I ever said, 'Give me something, and from your fortune make gifts in my favor,' or 'Deliver me from my enemy's power, and from the hands of tyrants ransom me'? Teach me, and I, for my part, will be silent. Explain to me how I have been mistaken. How painful are honest words. But what does your reproof prove? Do you intend to criticize mere words and treat the words of a despairing man as wind? Yes, you would gamble for the fatherless and auction off your friend. Now then, be good enough to look at me, and I will not lie to your face. Relent, let there be no falsehood. Reconsider, for my righteousness is intact. Is there any falsehood on my lips? Can my mouth not discern evil things? Job chapter 7. Does not humanity have hard service on earth? Are not their days also like the days of a hired man? Like a servant longing for the evening shadow, and like a hired man looking for his wages, thus I have been made to inherit months of futility, and nights of sorrow have been appointed to me. If I lie down, I say, when will I arise? And the night stretches on, and I toss and turn relentlessly until the day dawns. My body is clothed with worms and dirty scabs. My skin is broken and festering. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope. Remember that my life is but a breath, that my eyes will never again see happiness. The eye of him who sees me now will see me no more. Your eyes will look for me, but I will be gone. As a cloud is dispersed and then disappears, so the one who goes down to the grave does not come up again. He returns no more to his house, nor does his place of residence know him any more. Therefore, I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea or the creature of the deep that you must put me under guard? If I say, my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint, then you scare me with dreams and terrify me with visions, so that I would prefer strangling and death more than life. I loathe it. I do not want to live forever. Leave me alone, for my days are a vapor. What is mankind that you make so much of them, and that you pay attention to them, and that you visit them every morning and try them every moment? Will you never look away from me? Will you not let me alone long enough to swallow my spittle? If I have sinned, what have I done to you, O watcher of men? Why have you set me as your target? Have I become a burden to you? And why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now I will lie down in the dust, and you will seek me diligently, but I will be gone. Job chapter 8. Then Bildad the Shuhite spoke up and said, how long will you speak these things, seeing that the words of your mouth are like a great wind? Does God pervert justice, or does the Almighty pervert what is right? If your children sinned against him, he gave them over to the penalty of their sin. But if you will look to God and make your supplication to the Almighty, if you become pure and upright, even now he will rouse himself for you and will restore your righteous abode. Your beginning will seem so small, since your future will flourish. For inquire now of the former generation and pay attention to the findings of their ancestors. For we were born yesterday and do not have knowledge, since our days on earth are but a shadow. Will they not instruct you and speak to you and bring forth words from their understanding? Can the papyrus plant grow tall where there is no marsh? Can reeds flourish without water? While they are still beginning to flower and not ripe for cutting, they can wither away faster than any grass. Such is the destiny of all who forget God. The hope of the godless perishes, whose trust is in something futile, whose security is a spider's web. He leans against his house, but it does not hold up. He takes hold of it, but it does not stand. He is a well-watered plant in the sun. Its shoots spread over its garden. It wraps its roots around a heap of stones, and it looks for a place among stones. If he is uprooted from his place, then that place will disown him, saying, I have never seen you. Indeed, this is the joy of his way, and out of the earth others spring up. Surely God does not reject a blameless man, nor does he grasp the hand of the evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with gladness. Those who hate you will be clothed with shame, and the tent of the wicked will be no more. Well, Job's friends, I believe, have their hearts in the right place. But with friends like that, it would be better if they had stayed home. They're telling Job, look, God must have had a reason for doing these things to you. You must have done something wrong. Repent, turn back to him, and he'll restore you. Job tells his friends, I haven't done anything wrong. And then he looks to God and he says, why are you doing this? Just kill me so I can have rest. Again, thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to write, my email address is steve.lifespring@gmail.com. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.